seventh parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Aleph. We're now talking some general rules of Hilchos Shabbos. As we know, a person in Mechal Shabbos and Mezid is chayv tefillah, death penalty by being stoned. He does it unintentionally, is chayv a korban chatos. The question is, if a person did in Melachos many Shabbos, how many chatos does he bring? There's 39 Melachos, each one required a separate chatos. A person could chayv tens of thousands of chatos. A person who forgot the concept of Shabbos, or never learned the concept of Shabbos, and did many melachos and many Shabbos, so even though he has potential of thousands of chatos, but betem, all the melachos he did was based on one mistake. He didn't realize that there's a concept of Shabbos. And therefore, we go by the mistake. If it was one mistake, that was the root of all these other mistakes, it's enough to bring one chatos. So if a person was not educated in Yiddishkeit and was Mechal Shabbos many times, it was enough for him to bring one chatos. Hayodeika Shabbos, once he already learned that there is a concept of Shabbos, Lofa Tava, the Shabbos of Tava, he knows that there's a concept of Malacha, but he's not aware that there's 39 individual Malachas. So every Shabbos is considered as a new mistake, because he should have reminded himself every Shabbos that he shouldn't do melachos. So if he unintentionally did many melachos and many Shabbos, it's chayav kol Shabbos and Shabbos. Enough to bring one per Shabbos, because once again, his mistake is not on specific melachos. His mistake is that he's not aware of the concept of the individual melachos, and his mistake was that he forgot that it was Shabbos. So every time he forgot that it was Shabbos, he has to bring one carbon to that Shabbos. If there's Shuhu Shabbos, if he knows the Shabbos, doesn't know the Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. And he did many melachos and many Shabbos, and the mistake was that he forgot that this is also because of this melacha and other things also because of another melacha. Then he's chayav kol av melacha melacha. The person is well educated, has to be very careful, because he can one Shabbos have to bring 39 kavonos if he unintentionally plowed and unintentionally picked something, etc., etc. If he does a few malachas that are all similar types of malachas, they're all pillars of one malacha, then he's only chayv one chatos. So, for example, you have many malachas, there itself, you're not allowed to plant one of the first malachas, including a planting, according to some opinion, is watering or pruning. These are things that make the tree grow better. If you do all those in one Shabbos, you only bring one chatos, because it's considered, it's equivalent to just planting three times. Now, if you're warned in between each one independently, don't do this, then you have to bring a separate chatos. But if not, as long as you made a mistake at that one malacha, it's enough to bring one korban, even though you did that malacha various times.